is Wade Brath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The NCAA upheld penalties against Louisville's men's basketball program related to a sex scandal involving players, recruits, and prostitutes and ordered the university to forfeit dozens of victories, including its 2013 national championship. Republicans are proposing that Social Security benefits would be tapped to pay for family leave when people have babies. But that would also delay the ability to collect Social Security when they're older, when individuals would in essence be repaying the fund for the early withdrawals. President Trump ordered the Justice Department to propose a ban on bump stocks, which make semi-automatic guns more lethal. Son-in-law of a Russian-based billionaire admitted to lying to investigators about his communications with a former Trump campaign aide. Guilty plea by the defendant, a former lawyer at a powerful New York-based law firm, broadened the scope of the special counsel's inquiry into Russians' election interference. Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, is resisting giving up his access to highly classified information, prompting an internal struggle with John Kelly, the White House chief of staff, over who should be allowed to see some of the nation's most sensitive secrets, according to White House officials and others briefed on the matter. Albertsons grocery store chain is buying Rite Aid, the drugstore chain, as consolidation increases in these industries under pressure from Amazon. About one-third of adults with incomes below 138% of the poverty level, low enough to be eligible for Medicaid in states that adopted the Affordable Care Act Medicaid expansion, report that the appearance of their teeth and mouth affected their ability to interview for a job. By comparison, only 15% of adults with incomes over 400% of the poverty level feel that way. D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson, appointed last year with a mandate to close a persistent student achievement gap, was forced to resign amid revelations he skirted the city's competitive lottery system so his daughter could transfer to a high-performing school. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brath. King's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.